Right.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
Elated. In a word, elated. I'm so happy for not only Janet, but for the people of the state of Wisconsin.
So obviously there's a lot of voters who have an idea of what this changes. But from your perspective on the court, what does this change?
Well, for me personally, I've been on the court for 28 years. And I have never served with what's referred to as a liberal majority. So in 28 years, this is a long time coming.
And obviously going back to 2008, that wasn't the same concept of what a majority might look like in this era, right?
Well, in 2008, there was Lewis Butler, Shirley Abrahamson, and myself. And three, of course, is not four. And Lewis was just wonderful, but he only had one vote. So when I started in 1995 on the court, Justice Bablich was then on the court, and then Lewis Butler. And other than that, it's been Shirley and me. And then in 2018, Becky Dallet joined us, and then of course Jill Karofsky. So new energy and new life on the court, just wonderful.
Are there older cases that you would like to see revisited by the court, or what would you like to see come before the court?
We'll have to decide. In the cases, we don't choose the cases. The cases come to us. So when Janet takes her position on August 1, she'll be sworn in, and then people will be bringing cases to the court, and cases will percolate up from the circuit court and the Court of Appeals. And we'll look at each case as it comes before us.
Now, obviously, people looking ahead for your next possible re-election would also be a swing election. One, had you have any idea of whether you'd want to run again?
And if I'm absolutely going to run again. I do have, by the way, I do have an idea, and it is yes. After tonight's performance and seeing the energy in this room, I'm not only going to run, I'm going to win.
Quite a bit of confidence. That's how much did this give you energy to because it's got to be sometimes a little less than fun to be in the minority, right?
Well, for 28 years, it's been a long haul, but I enjoy campaigning. My first campaign in 1995, it was a five-way primary. Justice Crooks, he was not yet a justice, Pat Crooks then, and Pat Rogensack, both were opponents. I beat them. I took 60 of the 72 counties in a five-way primary. And the last election, I won by, I think, 16 points. So I love campaigning. I love going around the state of Wisconsin, meeting with the people. I've been honored to serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and hope to continue to do that.
Now, would you be interested in serving as Chief Justice the next time that comes up for a vote?
This is what I say. Tonight is Janet's night, right? And we can all applaud and be excited for Janet. Will be August 1, and decisions will be made. We'll be looking at different issues, and you know, that time will come, right? But tonight is her night, and the night for the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you.